Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about swimming safety. What can people do to stay safe while swimming in wildlife areas?
One of the best things to do is to, before you start swimming, is just to look at the water. Does it look clean? Does it, you know, if it, or smell clean, you know, if it looks murky and it kind of has a funny smell to it, maybe it's just a good idea to not get in that water. But kind of if it passes the sight and smell test, you know, feel free to swim and all that stuff. And probably the best thing to do to avoid getting sick or anything like that is just to avoid ingesting water, you know, accidentally swallowing water, and then also just to get showered off as soon as practical after you're done swimming.
What would you recommend for when people start to struggle when swimming? For example, if someone just falls into the water accidentally.
First off, I would suggest, I mean, prior to even that, if someone is not extremely comfortable in the water, to always have a life jacket nearby or even wearing them. You know, if someone's very confident in their abilities to be in the water and comfortable, you know, at least having one accessible, whether it be sitting on the beach or somewhere close by to where it can be retrieved and thrown to that person if need be, you know, or just try to, you know, tread water, you know, kicking your legs and using your arms, just treading water and work your way back towards shore.
What about things like undertow?
I guess that might refer more to like rivers, you know, under like currents underneath the river and things like that. What I would just say is if there's a heavy current and the river's really, really moving quickly, it might not be advisable to swim in there, I guess would be what I would say to that.
And if you're like fishing in the river, just make sure you're wearing life jackets?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very, very simple step to take to prevent a tragic accident from happening.
So how is the swimming at Lake Darling right now?
It's been great. Lake Darling is one of 39 beaches that is tested throughout the state on a weekly basis from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And so we are in our fifth week this week of being tested. And so far we have not had any tests to indicate high levels of bacteria to where we would post an advisory. So everything is going very well right now.
Have there been any accidents so far on Lake Darling?
Nope, knock on wood. As long as people, you know, the big things, just be careful, take precautions. You know, so many accidents that happen, you know, in lakes and rivers and ponds, you know, unfortunately can be prevented with a little forethought and just having the things necessary, the proper equipment, you know, make sure life vests are in good working condition, make sure they fit appropriately, you know, to the size of person. And then having a throwable device is always a great idea, and a rope, things like that. So taking some time to prepare, you know, to use those bodies of water can really go a long way in preventing accidents.
What are the swimming hours at Lake Darling?
At the beach area, it'd be from sunrise to sunset for the beach. You know, the park closes at 10:30 p.m., but the beach actually closes at sunset or dusk just for safety reasons.
There's no active lifeguard on duty at Lake Darling, correct?
That's correct. Yep, it's a swim at your own risk. We do here at Lake Darling, we do have a rope, like a lifeline rope that is out there, and it's in approximately 2 to 3 feet of water. And that's kind of for the idea for, you know, kids to be able to, small children, to be able to kind of grab onto if you know, they need to. But yes, we do not have a lifeguard on duty. It is just swim at your own risk, and we just hope people are careful, and so far they have been.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Nope. I mean, I think something else you could touch on is just the importance of, you know, being safe in the sun and drinking, you know, wearing your sunscreen, things like that, you know, drinking plenty of fluids like water and Gatorade, things like that are important too. They might keep you from cramping up, you know, if you're out swimming and things like that. I guess one thing, you know, for people to know out here at Lake Darling, dogs are not allowed on the beach or to swim at the beach area. They can go and swim off of some of the fishing jetties, but they just cannot be swimming on the beach. And that's just a public health concern, you know, that, you know, the potential of fecal bacteria getting into the lake. We try to limit that. So, you know, dogs on the beach is generally, it is not allowed here, so. As far as anything else, can't really think of too much. Just we want people to have fun and enjoy the lake. but we also want them to be careful and be safe so they can come back and do it again.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.